Research and development at universities has long been an important part of the U.S. economy. The National Science Foundation issued a report this past summer that shows how R&D spending by universities has increased exponentially from $255 million in 1953 to more than $109 billion in 2023. Federal funding across that historical timeline has accounted for more than half of those university expenditures, according to the NSF report. This month, Oregon State University raised public awareness of its R&D spending at the university, which has topped $400 million for two consecutive years, despite federal cuts targeting universities across the country. My guest is Dr. Iram Toomer, Vice President for Research and Innovation at Oregon State University. Welcome to The Exchange, Dr. Toomer.
Thank you. My pleasure.
So tell me about your role at OSU.
So most universities have, at the vice president level, reporting to the president of the university, a scientist, an engineer, a social scientist, a humanist who's deeply involved in research and innovation in their careers, oversee the entire enterprise at a university. So I have kind of the honor and the pleasure of serving as the Vice President for Research and Innovation for the entire university. That means overseeing the entire enterprise at the university.
So give me a sense of some of the R&D projects that you oversee.
I would say my role in my division of research and innovation is really to support our researchers do their research. So that means the research gets done by our researchers, which is our faculty, our research staff, our students, our postdocs. And our role at the university is to make sure that they have the infrastructure, the support, kind of the resources to be able to do their research. And that comes in many, many different ways. If you have looked at our priorities, you're aware Oregon State University is a comprehensive R1 research university. That means we do pretty much everything that matters that drives big solutions for big problems. Our priorities right now that we're elevating in our strategic plan are some of those big problems and solutions. We are looking for ways of improving our climate solutions, our environmental resilience. We're looking for creative, new, secure energy solutions and infrastructure for that. We're looking at ways of solving some of the big biohealth problems, looking for biotech solutions. We're also looking at how AI and robotics can solve some of the really big problems out there in a land-grant university that focuses on the oceans and the forests and agriculture and health across the state. AI and robotics becomes a very a unique asset that we have as a strength. So those are the things we're elevating, but that they all require interdisciplinary approaches, not only in those areas, but expertise from what a comprehensive university brings to the picture, which is, what is the role of the arts and the humanities and social sciences and not just STEM.
Okay. Early on, you mentioned that OSU is an R1 land-grant university. Can you explain what R1 means and what is a land-grant university? What's the difference?
Actually, there are two different designations. A land-grant university means we serve the entire state. We have a presence in every single county, and we really serve our mission is to serve the public, serve the state, and serve the nation, solving big problems that really matter. So many of our problems are works with communities. We look for solutions that have impact, that are implementable. So that's kind of the land-grant mission part. The R1 university designation is a national designation based on how much research productivity a university has. So R1 is the highest research productivity, and of course that ranges That range is pretty broad, but we're kind of smack in the middle of that high research productivity. You mentioned $400 million 2 consecutive years. So that, those are the types of metrics that get you in that designation.
So why are R&D expenditures a key indicator of productivity?
It depends on the work we're trying to do, right? So many of the big problems out there in climate, in environmental resilience, in energy solutions, biohealth and biotech are expensive to do. They require a lot of instrumentation and equipment that might be expensive. They require unique facilities that are difficult and expensive to set up and maintain. They may require field work, for example, for our ocean-going work, for our ag work, for our natural resources work and forestry. They also require an army of students, graduate students, undergraduate research students, postdocs, research assistants that all basically cost a lot of money. So productivity is really a measure of what you have to input to get the output you want, which are the solutions that you're going after.
My guest is Dr. Iram Toomer. She's the Vice President for Research and Innovation at OSU. Dr. Toomer, what's the economic impact of the research projects at OSU?
Well, you know, we're everything we do, you've seen our economic impact report. We, as a university, have more than $3 billion of economic impact for the state. Research alone is really high in there. And what we do is actually results in, it can result in workforce, solutions for the state that result in products in companies. In particular, we pay a lot of attention to being able to train our faculty or give them the resources to be able to commercialize their ideas for the benefit of the state, of the public. So the economic impact is broad and really provides that kind of the ability to turn what we do into things that matter to the state that result in solutions for the public that are, again, implementable, real, and impactful.
Well, I love that the fact that OSU is focused on solutions because we've got some challenges ahead of us right now. A New York Times report published today it's about the impact of the federal government shutdown, and it revealed that the administration said it would terminate at least $7.6 billion in grants for energy projects in 16 states, 14 of which are led by Democrats. And the Energy Department said the projects were, quote, not economically viable, end quote, or did not advance Trump's agenda, according to the Times. So OSU funds energy research projects. What impact, if any, do you anticipate due to the loss of federal funding?
Yeah, we've had one project included in that list, and you know many of our peers have had many more. The way research gets done at a university, right, is by getting funding to do the research. So we rely heavily on the federal government to do the work we do. And it's always been in partnership with the federal government. It's not a favor. It's not something that we just would come up with on our own. It's been a partnership with, you know, decades and decades and decades since the Second World War. So when we have cuts in a particular project, that priority may no longer be a priority for the federal government. That does not mean that our research does not get done, right? So that project may be terminated, but there are typically most of our researchers navigate this world on a regular basis where you don't rely on a single source of funding. So our work at a university is to explore many funding opportunities That might include different programs. If it's not Department of Energy, maybe another agency will be benefiting from the work that our researchers can provide, depending on whether or not their priorities align with our strengths. We may also go outside of the federal government to diversify our options, our portfolio. In some cases, philanthropic organizations, in some cases, industry, when it's more on the applied end of research. So we work with our faculty, our researchers, our students to be able to really diversify our resources to do the work that we're trained to do as scientists, as engineers, as humanists, and as artists.
Well, that sounds reasonable and smart to diversify your revenue streams. But I want to get into the weeds just a little bit. The NSF report that came out this past summer about R&D funding at universities says that they fall into six primary categories. The first one is federal government. The second one is state and local governments. Third is business. Fourth is nonprofits. The fifth is the university funds its own projects. And six is other sources. It says that federal funding has comprised more than half of the funding for R&D at universities for more than 70 years. And you just said that the bulk of OSU's spending has depended upon federal funds.
Mm-hmm.
How do you replace that? And what percentage of your federal R&D, R&D revenue is federalized?
Yeah, we have been, the short answer, Mike, is it's impossible to replace the funding that comes from the federal government. Again, this has been a partnership for decades and decades, an amazing partnership to the benefit of the American public. The outcome of the partnership of the research that has been funded, sometimes done collaboratively with federal agencies, sometimes as a grant or a contract to universities, has made tremendous advances that industry can't possibly take the risk to do, right? It's a different kind of state of research. So it's really impossible to replace that level of funding that universities have relied on to do this work on behalf of the nation, on behalf of the federal agencies as a partnership. In the past, we have been definitely, 60% or so of our funding has been from federal agencies. We can diversify to some extent. Industry, again, is an option. They can scale, but they do a different type of work, and it's not necessarily open to the public, right? So we have to really realize what that, how that changes the type of work we can do. And we can do it. It's just a different type of solution, if you will. Philanthropic organizations are ready and willing to jump in, but there's only so much they can fund as well. So that reliance on federal funding is real for all of us, not just Oregon State University, all universities, and it's not replaceable.
So what's Plan B?
You know, I think when you look at first of all, let's just look at the reality is that the priorities of the federal government right now that have been released by the Office of Management and Budget are pretty well aligned with our strengths. So I'm personally very positive about our ability to align ourselves very well with the priorities of the federal agencies. There will be funding up there. Funding is not going to change. Priorities will change. Priorities change with every incoming of a new administration. And it's typical to go through this phase of understanding what the new priorities are for federal agencies, working collaboratively with them to see how we can help solve the new problems they may have identified. But if you look at the OMB's priorities, we are really well set up to be able to respond to them. They have AI and computing as a main priority. You're familiar with our Jensen Huang and Lorenz Huang Collaborative Innovation Complex.
Dr. Toomer, unfortunately, we're going to have to leave it there. Fortunately for us, OSU is aligned in some ways, and we hope that that works out.